if a son developed so that he would resemble his father, how did you used to describe that? If he looked like him or if he acted like him?
Spit image.
Is that right?
Spit image of his daddy.
Would you ever say he takes...
takes after his daddy.
After? And would that be in his disposition or his appearance?
When you say takes after, most of the time that would be his disposition. If some characteristic of him, they'd say he takes after his daddy, he takes after his mother.
Mm-hmm. And in appearance, it would
his
be
his spit image.
Spit image. Uh-huh. I see. And how did he refer rearing children? Did you say rearing in those days, or did you say
raising?
Just raising. And rearing is more of
a recent, of course, yes.
Term. And how did you refer to your children if you were to talk to someone else, to a neighbor? How would you refer to all of your family, the children in particular?
Well, I never did say my kids. I just never did like the word kids. I'd either call them by name or say my children.
Mm-hmm. Others have told me that they never used to use the word kid.
I don't like the word kids.
And I was wondering, they felt that it was somehow
detrimental to them,
yes,
or something. I don't know. I just don't like that word.
Mm-hmm. And would you say your neighbors also avoided the word?
Yes, most of mine. Not many of them. Of course, some of them now call them kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Brats and everything else, and they are.
That's about right. Did you ever talk about, say, a poor family might have an enormous number of children, 16, 18 mm-hmm. children. Would you have a word for that family? You might say, Mr. and Mrs. Jones has a whole, what, children?
Passel
of children. Uh-huh.
And I don't know even what passel means. But I have heard that expression, they have a whole passel of children.
And is that used now, or
I just
not so much?
Don't know, not so much. Mm-hmm.
And if you were to name the child, give the child the same name that its, say, father had, or the name that its uncle might have, you'd say how would you express that? When you were naming your children?
Some would say Junior. Now, in the case of the daughter being named after a mother, we had that in our family, and we'd say Helen and Little Helen.
Mm-hmm.
And she is 60 years old now, and we still call her Little Helen.
Is that right?
So yeah. it sticks.
You make that distinction, mm-hmm. and you say that.
I usually say Junior if the name is the same as the daddy's.
Mm-hmm. And if a child's parents, this must have happened very often, if both parents died, the child would be known as
an orphan.
Just an orphan.
Mm-hmm.
Any other names? True.